In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we hear from officials who helped launch U.S. beef's return to China for the first time since 2003. Here's U.S. Ambassador to China, Terry Branstad.
We've been waiting nearly 14 years for this, and we want to thank the Chinese for their work on this, and we want to thank the Meat Export Federation and many, many other people that worked so hard to make this happen. The return of U.S. beef to China is an example of how cooperation between our two countries can yield real results.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue expressed his commitment to the Chinese market and paid tribute to U.S. cattle producers.
On behalf of President Trump and the people of America, we want to say thank you to our great customers here in China. We want to respect your market and assure you that these products coming in are safe, wholesome, and very delicious. For those men and women who go out in the cold and birth those calves and help their mama cows deliver, we want to thank you for what you do in order to make this possible. I am convinced when our Chinese friends taste this tasty, wholesome, healthy, safe U.S. beef, they're going to want more of it, so you all better get some more cows.
USMEF Senior Vice President Joel Haggard said the early signs look encouraging for U.S. beef demand in China.
We have a long way to go to develop what we hope will be much larger sales and exports. But we are quite encouraged by the initial response to U.S. beef. Product first hit the virtual shelves of a prominent e-commerce site a week ago, and bricks and mortar retail sales began yesterday with high-end supermarket operator City Super putting some U.S. beef on the shelves of one of its Shanghai stores. And Sam's Club announced the availability of product in one of its Beijing outlets. Although supplies remain quite limited, I'm quite confident we'll start to see more and more end users feature U.S. beef in the coming weeks.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.